I'm going to do something that unusual for me. I don't usually just read to people at Starwood. I've had the horrible experience of coming to see a speaker who was some kind of hotshot, and supposedly, and all he did was read from his own book in a monotone. And so I get to do that once. Only this time, I'm going to do a sermon that someone wrote for me. It's the same guy that writes half the stuff I say anyway, Reverend Onan Canobite of Portland. But this was a particularly good one because it helps me build up to yet more important statements. And that's why I'm reading this. I got an email just last week that said, "Reverend Stan, I was listening to the Our Slack radio show, and you played a sermon from last X-Day drill. Some girl was going on, and I didn't like her voice. That girl wasn't funny at all. Why did you play that?" There's a simple answer, dear friends. She showed up! She was there and got on stage and let the tongues of flame burn through her. And yes, she forgot her lines, and the recording was awful, and Reverend Funny Name kept yelling at her. But she did something that email critic didn't do. She showed up. The Church of the Subgenius is not a democracy, and it is not a collective. It is a strict hierarchy, and there are three immutable means of advancing up the ladder of sales success. The first is yours for a mere $35. I mentioned that earlier. The second avenue to success is you got to be funny or smart or attractive or some combination of these. Actually, I'm not sure you have to be any of those. But the hardest one is this. You have to show up. As you did, and so did I, come to think of it. You think all those early doctors, the subgenius leaders, had it going right from the start? Does anybody seriously think that Dr. Philo Drummond and I were the best choice for running a global mind control mail order cult? Well, you think funny if you think that. We showed up. That's it. That girl at X-Day showed up. So if you want that date, or that sales diocese, or to be lifted up in glory ass first on the day of exist grintervention, you have to show up. You could be part of the greatest show up on earth if you just show up. Now, I just mentioned that the day of rupture, all subgeniuses who have paid their $35 to Bob will be lifted up into the heavens ass first. And that is literally true. When you've seen a comic strip character go feet up in that third panel, that's what I'm talking about. It's a big shepherd's crook pulling us off the stage. Not because we showed up and were no good, but because Riverboat Dobbs got us a better gig uptown. Can't you just see it, dear friends? Your hands and feet flapping in front of you while your keister shoots to the sky. Bob will save your ass, and the rest of you will follow. Now, praise Onan. As you all know, humans are the internet's way of making more internet. Thank goodness for the internet. Yay, internet. But those rules don't apply to us, not entirely. Because of that hideous yet kind of sexy human yeti miscegenation of so long ago, we're half-breeds. We, the subgeniuses, are the wolf men and the mermaids, the neither here nor there, neither hot nor cold, the circle without center or circumference. Therefore, both logic and moral hygiene demands that we use the internet, but nay, not let it use us. Go the hell outside, I say to a crowd of loners outside. Go for a walk. Clean your house and cook some food. Go meet your friends. Talk to your family. Show up. Believe me, your unpaid job doing data entry for Facebook will still be there for you when you get back. Yes, there are pictures of naked ladies online, but you could have sex with a live, beautiful girl, or an ugly one, or a fellow Yetison. So step away from the computer, put the phone down, and live. Whichever planet this is, it's unbelievably big and scary. Bigger and scarier than any screen. It's nut-wrenching. We stand to receive thee, you are of but flesh, and understand not the way of the lead-clad ones. This is it. Time to close the deal. Eat the hell out of all of those hamburgers. You're the one you've been saving yourself for. Living well is the best revenge, but you have to live well, and you have to live. When you pass a mad scientist on the street, does he curl his fingers and shriek, "It's alive"? If the answer is no, then you need to get on that. You are good enough, you are clean enough, but if and only if you get right with Bob tonight, good night. Oh, wait. Oh, well, see, his script wasn't perfect. Not only did we all show up for Starwood, thank you, Onan, for writing that.